Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
On May the 15th, composer Marek Dyakov will be presenting a selection of his works at the National Children's Palace in Sofia. The event is part of an initiative called Masterclass for Enlighteners, launched by the National Informal Education Network. Having been created in 2013, the network brings together people and organizations endeavoring to assert what is known as information learning and education as an integral part of the national system of education. It is coordinated by the Sofia University Center for Interdisciplinary Research and Innovation in Informal Education. The idea is to give support to people and projects, presenting the achievements of the national spirit. Here is more about tomorrow's concert from Marek Dyakov. The Masterclass for Enlighteners is organized together with the National Children's Palace in Sofia. The invitation I was extended to present works of mine there is a great honor. I have included a selection of works based on folklore because that is precisely the aim of the initiative, to give artists who have kept Bulgarian tradition alive an opportunity to present their works to the public. The participants include ensembles and performers I have worked with for many years, the children from the National Children's Palace Budnice Dance Ensemble, the Bulgarani Dance Ensemble singer Evelina Dimova from the Dobruja region. As a composer, I have worked with different groups. I am conductor of Gotze Delchev, the oldest folklore ensemble in the country, which will mark its 70th anniversary at the end of May. Thank you.
са подвори не вижда.
Marek Dyakov's career has always been entirely dedicated to music and folklore art. Born in southwestern Bulgaria, he grew up in the beautiful town of Silistra on the Danube. He started out as a dancer with the Dobruja ensemble in Dobrich. Gradually, his skills as accordion player grew. Marek Dyakov is founder of the Accordion Playing Club at the National Children's Palace, where he lectures to this day. In the course of 5 years, he worked with Bulgarian communities abroad. In that time, he set up a choir in Moldova, Rodolubets, which has won numerous choir competitions and festivals in this country and across Europe. We wind up with a performance by the Folklore Orchestra of the Academy for Music, Dance and Fine Arts in Plovdiv with conductor Vladimir Vladimirov. The piece is called Folklore Without Borders, which is also the motto of the concert of works by Marek Dyakov on May the 15th.